of drawers opening and closing in nearby cubicles pulls me out of my daze. Feet shuffle and laughter ensues, signaling the end of the work week. My hand flies to my computer mouse, and just as I'm about to log out, an email with the subject line, "Please come to HR," appears at the top of my inbox. I nearly groan at the interruption to the start of my weekend, but my eyes flick to the calendar pinned to the wall of my cubicle, catching the words written and highlighted on Monday's date, 1 year work anniversary. I can't help but smile at the sight of it, especially paired with the email from Human Resources. Most people don't want to hear from HR, unless, of course, they're a contract employee who was told their position would become permanent after a year of employment. That would be me, Alexis Spencer, contract social media manager, but soon to be permanent social media manager. HR must want to give me the good news going into the weekend. How thoughtful of them. After nearly a year of responding to social media comments from consumers complaining about the ply of their toilet paper or the absorbency of their menstrual products, I've certainly earned this. I look fondly at the small succulent sitting on my desk. It was a gift from Andrew when I first landed this job. He said it was supposed to bring me success because it's a succulent. I'm not sure if that's a real superstition or he made it up, but I love it either way. "Today's the day, sucky." I rub one of the thick, fleshy leaves between my fingers for luck. And yes, the name I gave it should tell you all you will ever need to know about me. Andrew is going to be so proud, especially considering I haven't given him much to be proud of over the years. Since graduating college nearly a decade ago, I've gone from temp job to no job to temp job to no job to temp job and so forth. But that all changes today. Smiling, I stand from my chair and make my way to the Human Resources Department. I walk with purpose, now that I have one. If any of my coworkers were still here, they'd see a whole new woman, head held high and shoulders pinned back. Outside of the HR director's office, I knock twice. "Come in," Janet calls out, her voice muffled by the solid wood door that's intentionally there to keep conversations within the walls of her office confidential. I enter and find Janet sitting behind her desk. She's plump, with dark eyes and a permanent scowl, which I assume comes with the job. "Hi, I got an email requesting that I come to HR," I say, trying to hide my excitement with a casual smile. She clears her throat and shuffles a few file folders. "Yes, Alexis Spencer." Janet gestures for me to sit. "The one and only," I say, taking a seat. Pushing a piece of hair behind my ear, I force a casual smile, not wanting to come across as too eager, like I've been counting down the days, which I have. "You've been a contractor here about a year." I nod. Looks like Janet has been counting too. "And you've done a wonderful job managing social media engagement and consumer complaints." "Thank you." My tight smile eases into a genuine grin. This is it. I'm finally getting hired on. Good things rarely happen to me, but I could get used to this giddy feeling, like a swarm of butterflies fluttering around my belly. It makes me sit up a little taller. I don't even care what the pay bump is. I just want those glorious bennies. Paid time off, dental, that 401k thing Andrew's always talking about. Not to mention the coveted health insurance. Last year, when I broke my arm falling down a flight of stairs at a bar, I just had to hope the bone would fuse together properly over time, or however broken bones mend. When I got into a car accident, two car accidents, I refused an ambulance both times and called an Uber to take me home. Sure, I had to pay a cleaning fee for the blood that got on the upholstery, but I saved boku bucks, and I didn't die. Win-win. And I'll finally get one of those yearly checkups. It's been 6 years since my last one, thanks to the government kicking me off my dad's healthcare plan the day I turned 26. Not a very nice birthday gift. But now I'll march right into the hospital with my own insurance and say, "Doc, I'll have the works. Check every nook and cranny." But Janet hesitates, looking down at a file folder and then finally back at me. She pulls her lips in before she speaks,